Bruno, thank you for your time this morning.
Good morning to you.
Now, this initiative is set to cost the Italian government 7.1 billion euro in its first year alone. With clashes between the European Union and Italy over current spending, can the Italian government afford to fund this scheme?
Well, the Italian government can afford to fund it, just as long as it's understood that it goes further into debt, into public debt. And that's the issue between the current Italian coalition between the Lega and the Five Star Movement and the European Commission, that over the last 4 or 5 months they've been haggling over exactly how to go about these programs when the public debt is increasing and it goes against the spirit and the formula that had been agreed between all the governments of the European Union in terms of their expenditure.
Right, and while many commentators have come out and stated that this policy will be useful in fighting poverty, there's still scepticism regarding citizens eventually finding work. Why do you think this is the case?
Italy doesn't have the structure and the, let's say, the employment depth to be able to give work. There are pretty serious areas of high unemployment. No mention has been made of the youth unemployment, which without any doubt is around the 50% level of youth in their 20s. And there's also massive regional differentiation in terms of employment as well. My own personal view is that this was a long time coming. Many countries, including Australia, do not allow people just to live in their own poverty. And so unemployment benefits of one form or another are applied across many countries. And all Italy was doing was kind of fitting into that after many decades where most people had nothing to fall back on. However, it comes at a moment when the government debt, in fact, in the last few months has increased again, and it's around about 132% of GDP, which is a very large item. If we think that Australia is around about a bit under the 40 level percent of GDP public debt. So it's pretty serious in that sense. However, the Five Star Movement in particular made it its champion slogan and policy during the elections in March of 2018, and so wanted to pursue that to the very end. It actually has been implemented. Many have been surprised by the fact that it hasn't been overwhelmed, and that they've put a lot of prescriptions on eligibility, so it doesn't have that, you know, open-ended nature that possibly might have elsewhere. So surprisingly, there haven't been panic stations in relation to an overwhelming rush to apply for it.
Right, and eligibility is just one factor. It's been announced that those accepted into the scheme will receive payments through the form of prepaid debit cards that will only be accepted when used to purchase food or medication. So how would you say these limitations ultimately infringe on the rights of citizens, you know, who aren't able to use money on to purchase other necessities?
Absolutely, and of course it was probably the let's say the compromise formula in order to get the far-right Lega on board as at least a form of blocking the possibility of its so-called abuse. It has, for me, some of the similarities in relation to Aboriginal debit cards that exist in Australia, and they too are very prescriptive. However, look, this is definitely a good thing, not necessarily one that will alleviate the poverty, but probably might reduce a fraction of criminality and other consequences of it. They are talking about, you know, the possibility of retraining and providing assistance to people to acquire employment. But in reality, the main difficulty, of course, is that Italy does not have that industrial and commercial structure that allows employment to become a natural given.
Right. And in a broader sense, this policy you mentioned before, it can kind of be seen as the brainchild of the Five Star Movement leader and Labor Minister Luigi Di Maio. Are there hopes that the implementation of this scheme will see a boost in the polls for his party after struggling recently against the Lega Nord?
I think that that's what they're hoping for, and the fact that they're looking at the European parliamentary elections in May as their point of observation, let's say. The two coalition partners are, of course, pursuing the parliamentary elections in very separate camps and in many senses against each other. Yes, the last two regional elections that have occurred, surprisingly, both of them in heartlands of the Five Star Movement have seen a dramatic, almost vertical collapse of the Five Star Movement vote. And unfortunately, in my view, an equally rapid rise of the far-right Lega party.
Right. Well, Bruno, thank you very much for your time on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.